Today, the United Nations Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix briefed French and British leaders about yesterday's discovery of empty chemical warheads in Iraq. Blix will be in Baghdad on Sunday to discuss his team's findings with Iraqi officials. Meanwhile, in Baghdad today, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein delivered a defiant speech to mark the 12th anniversary of the Gulf War. NPR's Guy Raz has more from London.
Both British Prime Minister Tony Blair and French President Jacques Chirac agreed with Hans Blix that weapons inspectors in Iraq may need more time to finish the mission.
La sagesse oblige à répondre à leur demande.
Chirac said that good sense demands that the international community give the inspectors more time, if that's what they want. Blair's office released a statement that also supported an extended inspections regime. But while European leaders spoke cautiously, Secretary of State Colin Powell told a German newspaper that there will be a persuasive case by the end of this month to show that Iraq is not cooperating with the weapons inspectors. The White House has said in the past that if the inspectors can make a persuasive case to prove Iraq's evasion, this could trigger military action. Mohammed El-Baradei, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said military action is the worst-case scenario.
If we can avoid that, even spending few more months to complete our job, that's time well spent. Both Dr. Blix and I are going to say to the Security Council that we need time to have the inspection take its natural course.
Hans Blix, who will return to Iraq with El-Baradei next week, said he'll urge Baghdad to cooperate more fully.
We are not there in order to humiliate Iraq, and we do not want to insult the Iraqis, who are a proud and great people. We are there in order to create this certainty about the disarmament, which will save the region from armed conflict. But we need their help and their cooperation in order to bring the evidence, not just to open the doors, but to help to bring the evidence.
Blix refused to call yesterday's discovery of several empty chemical warheads the smoking gun needed to prove Iraq's noncompliance with UN resolutions on disarmament. But the White House isn't convinced and called the find troubling and serious. According to spokesman Ari Fleischer, Iraq failed to account for the warheads in the 12,000-page weapons declaration submitted to the UN last month. Hans Blix said he'll confront Iraqi officials over this gap in the declaration. Officials in Baghdad brushed off the inspector's discovery. Saddam Hussein made no mention of the warheads in a televised speech today. The Iraqi leader warned the U.S. and Britain of bloodshed if Iraq is invaded. We have mobilized our abilities, Saddam said. Baghdad, its people, and leadership are determined to force the Mongols of our age to commit suicide at our gates. The Iraqi leader was referring to the Mongol armies who sacked Baghdad in 1258. Saddam said he was ready to counter any U.S.-led invasion and called on Arab and Islamic countries to fight alongside Iraq. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.